What? You want Town of the Week? You ready?
I'm ready for Town of the Week.
Well, you know, each week of this week or no weeks or some never week. Hardly ever do it, really. This week we're doing it, though. Town of the Week. And here is Sarah Nix.
Farmington, Maine is our Town of the Week. It's the seat of Franklin County, Maine.
Farmington.
Yeah, it was once part of the territory of the Kanabis Indians. Non-native settlers moved in around 1780, focusing on logging and agriculture.
Farmington.
The population swelled as Farmington's role in manufacturing and agriculture bloomed. In 1879, the town became the southern terminus for the narrow gauge Sandy River Railroad.
Oh, narrow gauge.
Yeah. Farmington's now home to about 8,000 people. The University of Maine has a campus there, and throughout the year you can see the UMF Beavers play. The great American soprano, Lillian Nordica, was born...
What league are they in, the Beavers?
I really have no idea.
Okay.
The great American soprano, Lillian Nordica, was born in Farmington. Seth Westcott, the 2006 and 2010 Olympic gold medalist in snowboard cross, I'm not sure what that event actually means, is also from Farmington.
Wow.
And so are earmuffs. Farmington native Chester Greenwood invented earmuffs in 1873 when he was only 15 years old. Okay. I think he was out ice skating or something. Huh. He called them ear protectors and made a fortune supplying them to U.S. soldiers in World War
I. No kidding.
Yeah. Farmington celebrates Mr. Greenwood and his greatest invention with a parade on the first Saturday of December every year. Visitors to Farmington can ski Titcomb Mountain, fly fish on some of Maine's best trout streams, or play around at the Sandy River Golf Course. There's an outstanding secondhand clothes store on Farmington's Broadway. Outskirts is a great stop for hand-embroidered cardigans, old hunting jackets, bake-like bangles, and I once bought a red polka dot Diane von Furstenberg dress there.
No kidding.
Yeah, and that's our Town of the Week, Farmington, Maine.
How did the Diane von Furstenberg get to Farmington? How do you think it got there?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Maybe a New York student carried it up there?
I suppose, yeah, they go up there, don't they? Yeah. All those New Yorkers are up there.
Yeah.
Mostly New Yorkers now, isn't it, probably?
Farmington. Probably, yeah. Maine's been overrun.
Yeah, by New Yorkers. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right now, Lyle, who you heard earlier, worrying about the ice on the lake or not, is calling randomly to Farmington. Can't be too random. It's only 8,000, right?
That's right.
Okay. And... meanwhile, you had some good times in Farmington. They won.
I did. Well, I have some friends in Farmington.
Yeah. What's the best time you had in Farmington?
Well, when I was partially employed after I graduated from university, some friends and I did what we called Surrealist Children's Theater for Elderly Listeners.
Oh.
Yeah. So we'd go into small towns and...
I've done that.
Yeah. See? I think we do that every Saturday, actually.
Yes, more or less. Yeah. Exactly. You got it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we used
big
to...
Big one for you.
We used to go into these empty mill buildings and do odd performances. We had a bass player and a ballet dancer.
Was there an audience of elderly people?
Yeah, and sometimes some young people. And yeah, it was. And we had a potluck. It was kind of like the Christmas show, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little bit chaotic. And
oh, so you did all the dancing and
cavorting. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, it was pretty fun.
Oh, we got some Melanie's online now from Farmington, Maine, our Town of the Week. And let's say hello to Melanie. Hi, Melanie. Hi, Melanie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Did you happen to hear Sarah Nix, who's been in Farmington many a time?
I did. I heard a little bit of it.
And heard her description. Anything you want to add to that maybe she didn't include or you'd like to?
Oh, sure. It was funny because this is actually the public library, Farmington Public Library, which is a very beautiful old building built around the turn of the century, last century. And we had a lobby full of people when you called, and everyone was very excited about this.
Oh.
So they were shouting things out about what makes Farmington a great place to live.
And what did they shout out?
One person shouted out the trails.
Trails?
That it's just a great place for the outdoors.
Okay.
We have a narrow gauge railroad bed that's been converted into this fantastic skiing four-season trail system that goes, 20 miles into the next communities, mm-hmm. Which is fantastic.
What is the next community over from Farmington?
Wilson.
Oh, Wilson, okay.
Yeah.
All the way to Wilson?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So,
what else did they shout?
They shouted out Lillian Nordica, who was a famous opera singer many, many years ago, but there's lots of little places around here. There's the Lillian Nordica Homestead and Nordica Auditorium at the University of Maine, Farmington.
Oh, okay.
So we're very much an artist's community.
Mm-hmm. Anything else they shouted out?
soup.
Fish. Maybe they were hungry when
all
this was going.
Yeah, well, we have a fantastic little soup restaurant downtown that was just recently featured in Down East Magazine, and it's great. I eat there almost every day. So.
What's special about the soup there?
Well, they usually have six or seven different kinds every day. Mm-hmm. And like yesterday, I had a fantastic chicken cilantro bisque.
Sounds good.
Yeah, they're really just great. Mm-hmm. But we also have great kayaking. We're very historically significant. We have.
I'm sorry, you're historically significant.
Very historically significant
in terms of history.
Yes.
What happened in Farmington?
Well, the cool thing about Farmington is that our history has really been preserved well since like the 1780s. So Stephen Titcomb, who started the community, the Historical Society actually has the burlap sack that he carried his belongings to Farmington 200 years ago. So we have
his burlap sack.
Yep, they certainly do.
This is the Titcomb burlap sack.
The Titcomb burlap sack.
Wow, that's something to have.
One of the local historians calls it his Samsonite.
He's amusing.
Yeah, very, very.
Where did he carry it from, Titcomb?
It was over on the coast. He moved from the coast up here, and it's a very interesting, harrowing story about how he, snowshoed 100 miles from the coast so that he could come to Farmington and settle the area.
Was he fleeing something, or was he coming to something?
No, they were settling the area.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they were settling it. It's a great place to live, so obviously he wanted to come here.
Yeah, fascinating. Well, we picked the right person, Melanie. Thank you for that. It's short, but it's a good overview of Farmington and its many attributes, so thank you for that. We have a little something for you.
We'll be sending you the pride of America's Dairyland in a scrumptious selection of 10 premium certified organic cheeses and butters from Lafarge, Wisconsin's Organic Valley family of farms.
Wonderful.
Now, any idea how that Oscar De La Renta got into the shop there?
No idea.
Okay. Well, let me know. Get back to me on that one, will you? I'm curious. Thank you, Melanie. Time of the week, Farmington, Maine.